Hey, what's going on, everybody? Yes, I'm back again. In this episode, we'll talk about ghosts, UFOs, my review of Late Night with the Devil, Haunted eBay, and much, much more. So super glue yourself to your seat and stick around. I'm sorry.
Do aliens exist and are they among us? Are weird creatures lurking in the darkness? Do evil entities hide in the shadows of your bedroom while you sleep? Join us as we explore all this and more on the Warped Reality Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Warped Reality Paranormal Podcast. I, of course, am your host, Ghost Joe. I know it's been quite some time since the last episode I put out. It's a mixture of things, but mainly stemming from the fact that I have no time due to the job that I work. I still work about 80 hours a week, and it's crazy. So I am putting the show out quickly because I really miss doing it. And for the, unfortunately, few people, I wish there was a lot more, but, for the few people that do listen, they seem to enjoy my show. So I'm putting it out for the fans. So since I'm putting it out so quickly, unfortunately, there will be no Edgegrave Dave or Right Headspace on this episode, but they will be coming back soon. I promise you on that. But listen, I'm looking forward, to doing this show for you guys tonight. And I'm also looking for someone who can maybe be a part of the team. I would love to have a co-host, but I'm not sure if I could commit to a day and a time every week to do stuff. But I would love for someone to be my researcher, somebody that could research, you know, different things that are going on as far as paranormal wise, ghosts, hauntings, UFO sightings, stuff like that. And, you know, help me out with, with the research type stuff. And if you wanted to come on the show and talk, you know, you could definitely do that as well. But yeah, I would love to have some help doing that, because that way it would give me a lot more time to just kind of focus on the show and to get it out there, and I could get more episodes out for you guys. So if you are interested in doing that, please email me at ghostjoeny@gmail.com if you're interested. Also, if it sounds like I'm a little sick, I'm not actually sick. I believe it's allergy and, you know, sinus stuff. You know, it's that time of year, and yeah, it sucks. But like I said, I still want to do the show, so here I am. So deal with it. Anyway, on to some paranormal news, shall we? Let's get into this episode. So first up in paranormal news, we're going to talk about a Colombian woman named Paula Flores. You see, for two decades, this woman has had an intimate relationship with a ghost. I'm not kidding. Her first encounter was when she felt a hand move from her ankle to her chest. And from then on, she had some steamy encounters, which she very much enjoyed. Unfortunately, she dropped him like a freshly heated hot pocket when she got a glimpse of his face. That's pretty vain, Paula, don't you think? You know, I'm not going to lie. That's kind of messed up. She said he had fangs and his appearance scared her quite a bit, kind of looking like a gargoyle. Some believe that she may have encountered an incubus, which is a demonic entity that has relations and drains energy from the human partner. The female version of this entity is called a succubus. I hope Paula has found love in this realm and stops being so judgmental. Jeez.
And now for some out of this world news.
So this comes to us only a few days ago, actually. A woman named Anna Ida Guida of Celle di Bulgaria, Italy, I know I messed that up and I apologize, had noticed a sudden shift in weather when the skies went from sunny and beautiful to very dark and very cloudy in seconds. She went to take a couple of pictures of the weather phenomenon and later noticed something she hadn't at the time. In one of the pictures is a large, dark, round object floating in the sky. The picture that she took seconds later in the same spot shows nothing. She didn't really know what to make of it, so she posted it on Facebook to hear the experts of, you know, of social media. To many people stating that it was definitely a UFO or an elaborate hoax. Anna claims she didn't doctor any of the footage and she wouldn't know how to if she wanted to, and is just as baffled as anyone else. That's why she posted it. I'll link the article with the pictures in the show notes so you can make up your own decision. If you have seen a UFO, cryptid, spirit, or anything unexplained, I would love to hear about it. Please email me at ghostjoeny@gmail.com and let me know. All right, so this horrible review, I'm not even going to play the intro music because I am not Edge Crave Dave, but I wanted to bring this up to you guys. So I had recently seen the movie Late Night with the Devil in the movies by myself, you know, because I don't have a lot of friends. It was a decent film starring David Desmachin, Ingrid Torelli, and Laura Gordon. The runtime is just under 90 minutes, so it's nice, you know, because it moves pretty quickly. And it's shot mostly in like a 70s television studio where David's character, Jack Delroy, is filming his Halloween episode of his failing late night talk show. There is some special effects and some cool jump scares, but the acting wasn't great, to be honest. I guess what you can expect from unknown actors. But, you know, I guess, you know, Johnny Depp was an unknown actor at some time too, right? Ingrid, who plays the main role of Lily, shows some promise, but other than that, I'd wait until you catch it for free on streaming. Now, I wouldn't ask for my money back. It wasn't horrible, but it was kind of underwhelming for me. So I'm actually going to give it a 2 out of 5. So on Cryptid Corner today, we're going to be talking about the Bafofi. I believe that's how you say it, and that's what I'm going with. It's actually probably one of my biggest fears, which is a giant spider. Of course, like I said, it's known as the Bafofi. It inhabits the forests of the Congo, and it's said to have had an 8-foot leg span, and it's brown with a purple mark on its abdomen. All right. So somebody get John Goodman on the phone, please. So anyway, basically they prey on antelope and other small animals, but they are very aggressive and venomous. According to locals, they have seen these things. There used to be many of them, but they've diminished over the years. The very first documented sighting was in 1850, and the most recent was in 2014. Listen, I know that was 10 years ago, but that's still way too damn close for me about giant spiders. A couple in 1938 had seen a large object crossing the trail in front of them, first thinking that it was a cat or a monkey, but then they realized that it was a Bafofi with a leg span about 3 feet long. You know, I was going to go on vacation and camp in the Congo this summer, but after learning about this monster, I think I'm going to take a rain check. So on this installment of I Read It on Reddit, I picked three different I Read It on Reddits. All three of them are pretty short. And I figured since I haven't put out an episode in a while, I might as well give you guys a few, you know, so you could ponder over. So the first one is, I have a poster of Humphrey Bogart in my bathroom that appears to cry tears in a puddle underneath. I've had this poster for many years. I started to notice a small puddle of fluid underneath it from time to time, wiped it away. It reoccurred and I realized it had no logical source. It would return from time to time. I once decided to look up a date that it had happened, and it was a date significant to Bogart's life. Today, I watched an episode of Rockford Files with Lauren Bacall. Just a few minutes ago, I noticed a puddle underneath the poster. It's a poster from Casablanca. Anyway, I don't expect to be believed, but this is true. Has anyone ever heard of a poster or photograph that cries? The image remains dry. There's just a mysterious puddle there underneath. No pipes or water leaks in the ceiling at all. I checked. Thanks for reading. So my first thing to do if this was happening to me with the poster is I would take the poster and move it somewhere else and see if that matters at all. But you know, that's only me. You know, I'd like to try and disprove things, you know, to try and find a logical explanation first. So here is the second I read it on Reddit. It's entitled "A Ghostly Message at the Movies." The encounter happened to me in 2010 when I lived in Chicago. I went with my best bud to catch a science fiction movie at the AMC River East, my favorite theater in town. It was the matinee. We sat in the balcony in the Cavernous Theater number 2. No one was in the balcony with us. I gave my bud some money to go pop. Why do you keep saying bud? Anyway, I gave my bud some money to get popcorn and soda. As I sat there watching those annoying pre-movie commercials, I heard the chair behind me squeak. It sounded like someone sat down right behind me, but you'd have to enter from the side of me. I'd be able to see you walk in. I don't think about it too much until I felt a hand on my shoulder. When I looked at it, like, why is this person touching me? I saw red nails, a big old wedding ring, and a pearl bracelet. I heard a woman's voice say, "Pick up the phone when it rings. It's your mother. Do as she asks." I didn't really recognize the voice because it was more of a whisper. Then I felt a gentle stroking of my hair. I could smell a floral perfume. At that point, my buddy had returned. He looked at me and asked who that lady was behind me, but he couldn't describe her well enough because of the shadows of the theater. The theater lights started to dim and the trailers started. A few minutes later, my phone vibrated. It was my mother. My grandmother had just died unexpectedly, and I needed to go home to help with funeral arrangements. She thought I would be the only one who could keep it together to organize it. At the funeral, my grandmother's hands were crossed like you'd expect. She had shiny red nails, her wedding ring, a pearl bracelet, and I could smell her rose perfume. It was the last thing my grandfather bought her before he passed, too. So what'd you guys think about that one? You know, I thought that was pretty cool. I've heard of things. Actually, I've had an experience not really like that, but I'm sure I've said it on one of my shows or probably a bunch of my shows. But when I was going through the an academy for a law enforcement job that I had done many years ago, my grandmother had passed away. Now, at the same time, it was like a sleepaway academy, and I would be home on the weekends. So now I had come home on the weekend, and actually I was also involved in a rock band at the time. I was still young. I was 24, 25 years old. And, you know, we had a gig that weekend. Now, my parents had gone to Long Island to be with the family, and I was home. So back in Staten Island, actually. So when, you know, I had to go meet up with them or whatever the next day. But, you know, they were like, no, you know, do your show and stuff. Don't let down your friends, you know, and stuff like that. So I had, you know, I was get myself together and stuff. I was upset that my grandmother had passed away, and I was, I don't know, shaving or just getting ready for the show. And I kept saying to myself, I hope I'm doing the right thing. You know, I don't feel like I should be having fun while my grandmother passed away and stuff. And I'm going out and playing a show and stuff. And, you know, I was kind of feeling a little guilty about it. And then all of a sudden, you guys remember the cordless phones? So, you know, all of a sudden the cordless phone rings, and it took me a few seconds to turn it on. For some reason, the button wasn't going on right, you know, but then I finally clicked it on, And all I heard was static. And it sounded like somebody was trying to talk behind the static. I couldn't really tell what they were saying. It was very faint. Now, mind you, cordless phones like that did have interference back in the day, but nothing that would, you would get a phone call and then stuff like that. It would just be like interference while you were talking to somebody else, but it kept having static and stuff. And I'm like, and I've had experiences, before, and I kept saying, I'm like, hello, hello, hello. And it just wasn't coming up. Nobody was, I just kept hearing the staticky voice, and I was getting a little bit, nervous and stuff, even though I've had other experiences before. But it was still a little bit frightening, I guess. And I kept trying to hang up the phone, and the phone wouldn't hang up, as if something took possession of that phone and was using it on its own. Like it wasn't really being used electrically the way that phones or that phone would normally be used. Like it was being done by a different, a different way, I guess. And and I kept trying to turn it off and hang it up and hang it up and turn it off. And it just wasn't hanging up. And I said, Grandma, if that's you, this is scaring me. Please stop. This is scaring me. And then all of a sudden I was able to hang up the phone. And yeah, so that was my experience. I'm sure I've shared it before, but it's probably been a while since I shared that one. So I hope you enjoyed it. Now on to the next, I read it on Reddit. Now on to the last, I read it on Reddit. So this one's entitled Winged Woman on Texas Highway. I want to start off by saying I don't believe in anything paranormal or supernatural. I'm definitely a man of science and believe everything can be explained by science. But with that being said, I still don't understand what I saw. I live in Lubbock, Texas. And next to my town, there's another smaller town about 20 minutes out called Wilson. Me and my three friends were just hanging out one cold night and saw it was getting late, about 3-ish in the morning. My friend who lived in Wilson at the time, he had lived in Wilson at the time, so we decided to drop him off first to get the long drive out of the way. After we dropped him off, we got back on the highway heading back into our town. As soon as we got on the interstate, we entered some misty fog. We had drove this strip plenty of times before, but this time we noticed something different standing right on the grassy median. The figure of a person dressed in an all-white gown with long, straight black hair was facing away from us. I was driving and decided to slow down to get a better look. The second we got close to the figure, it turned its head like an owl to reveal the pale face of a woman screaming at us, then jumped in front of the car and flew up using her giant white wings. It wasn't a gown at all. It was wings covering her entire body. I don't know if it was just me, but I could feel her eyes burning a hole in mine. The image of this giant bird woman still haunts me to this day. At the time, we were at a loss for words. We didn't understand what had just happened. In the matter of a few seconds, we witnessed some unexplainable creature, and just as fast as it appeared, it was gone. If anyone has had any similar experience, please feel free to DM me. This woman has been living rent-free in my mind for years now. I just want to figure out what that thing was.
This is Haunted eBay. Happy bidding, kiddies. Ha!
All right, so now for some Haunted eBay. This segment I know a lot of people enjoy. I have a few good ones for you this week, and I hope you enjoy it. The first one, however, I would like to say, I'm putting this one out there because I really don't feel like it's right. And if you know the person who, Tony Spira, who is the person who actually owns the original and the real artifact, if you know him personally, please let him know. I've been trying to email him, but he never gets back to my emails ever. So the first haunted eBay item is a Raggedy Ann Annabelle doll locked in case. And it says, the real haunted Annabelle? By the way, no, it's not. It's being auctioned for $2,000 with a free local pickup in Manahawkin, New Jersey. The description goes like this. This was given to us from a client that had a huge Hollywood memorabilia collection. He said it's very valuable and rare and to do whatever we wanted with it. He had this wrapped and sealed in a pallet box and was in its own room away from everything else for over 40 years. The business card that was with it is the address of John Wayne Gacy's property where all of the brutal murders took place. I don't know how that makes any connection. Very spooky stuff, and not sure what to make of all of this. Annabelle is an allegedly haunted Raggedy Ann doll. Could this be the original doll or a replica? This is currently sitting in my neighbor's shed, as I don't trust this thing one bit. Please make any offers and take this thing away from us. See, people, this is why you can't trust people. This is not the real Annabelle doll. Okay, the real Annabelle doll is sitting in the Ed and Lorraine Warren's Paranormal Museum in Connecticut, and it's being run by Mr. Tony Spira. Okay, she's still there. It hasn't been sold. She's still in Connecticut. Okay, like I said, I've reached out to Mr. Spira about it. He hasn't gotten back to me. It's very difficult for some reason for me to get in touch with this man. But I hope he finds it so he could take it down because although it said, is this the real Annabelle doll? It's kind of insinuating that it is. And the fact that you're trying to sell it for $2,000 kind of proves that, you know? So yeah, not cool, man. Not cool. So the next item is Haunted Genie Necklace. Genie from the Tourmaline Valley. I think I might've dated her. It goes for $699 with free standard shipping from Apopka, Florida. The description goes like this. Welcome to one of the most haunted listings on eBay. Behold, the necklace of the genie from the Tourmaline Valley. You will not find this necklace in any store. Greetings. I am a haunted jeweler and I enjoy collecting. That's a thing. And I enjoy collecting haunted items from all over the world and selling them on eBay. The Haunted Genie Necklace of the Genie from the Tourmaline Valley came from the valley full of tourmaline stones in the Newfoundland, where it was found by a woman collecting such stones as is haunted by a genie named Tourmalika that grants all wishes. I have made many wishes with this necklace of the genie from the Tourmaline Valley, and they all came true. Maybe you should wish that this thing gets sold. Thus, the new owner of the necklace will become the new master of the genie Tourmalika and will have unlimited wishes. So don't delay. Purchase this necklace of the genie from the Tourmaline Valley and have all of your wishes granted today. And the last item is Haunted Doll Stuffed Animal Demonic. Beware. Read description. It's a bunny, by the way. It's going for $100 and free shipping from Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Although this bunny has a very cute exterior, it is far from cute and cuddly. This is David, from whom our first Spirit Box session kept repeating Satan and speaking in Latin and laughing. This spirit is incredibly dangerous. I have vomited multiple times in his presence. I even stopped breathing. The lights flickered and shut off when he did this, and then he laughed. I woke up with three scratches from him, and he regularly moves his vessel into positions that are strange. Do not adopt unless you are familiar with harmful demons. He will harm you. This is not a toy and should be kept away from children, pets, and other spirits. He will also make your eyes burn to the point it's hard to open them. Yeah. So if you want to have any of these items, you know, they're up for auction on eBay. The Warped Reality Podcast and Ghost Joe accept no responsibility if anything does or does not happen haunted-wise. And yeah, so... happy bidding. It's going to do it for me, everybody, from Ghost Joe and everybody involved in the Warped Reality Paranormal Podcast. Have a great week, and I hope to talk to you guys soon. If you happen to have any paranormal experiences that you want to share, please email me at ghostjoeny@gmail.com. And if you know anybody that likes this sort of thing that might like my podcast, put them on, please. Cause, you know, I always love to have new listeners, and, it helps me. It motivates me a little bit to keep making these things. So yeah, please check it out. Please check out all my other episodes. I hope you enjoyed it, and have a great week, guys. Later.
Thank you for listening to the Warp Reality Podcast. And thank you to all my guests and contributors that helped make this show possible. For more episodes, guest info, social media links, merch, and more, please check out warprealitypodcast.com. If you have a paranormal experience you would like to share, questions, comments, or you'd like to be a guest in the show, please leave me a voicemail at 845-600-0744, or you can email me at ghostjoeny@gmail.com. You can do so anonymously if you'd like. Also, I'd greatly appreciate it if you could leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or warprealitypodcast.com. Have a great night, everyone, and don't forget to change your shorts.